Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada every weekday, 10 to noon, right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text line 884-9910. Got a lot of texts coming in, trying to get to a few of those. But also answering today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com should be a priority for you. It's brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So, do you think there's really a coin shortage in the United States? Really? Pennies, dimes, nickels, quarters, 50-cent pieces. Remember those? I got a couple of those. Quick text. Good morning, Monica. Announcement. If you would like to support the Reno Police Parade, it is happening tomorrow. Yep. Tomorrow, July 15th. It's going to start at the Gold Dust West at 1:30. You might have seen that this happened last weekend. It was absolutely fantastic. It's a conservative convoy. Again, 1:30 tomorrow, Gold Dust West. Bring your flags, support law enforcement. Let's go to the phone lines quickly, the talk and text lines, and check in with Mary. Mary, thank you so much for calling back. And let's have that conversation we were trying to have in the last hour. Yeah.
Well, I always thought my two sons were crackpots because they're super conservative. But both of them started checking in into Google and other places. And there's a really good website on, it's probably off now, but on YouTube, it's called Fall of Cabal, and it talks about satanic rites. It shows mm-hmm. them being paid by the Soros group to protest. And then my sons also said something weird, that there is sex trafficking, and they said something about the Fall of Cabal. Well, I mean, besides that, but it was, what is it? I can't think of it right now. I'm kind of nervous. Anyway, on Tucker Carlson last night, they talked about satanic things going on right now. And mm-hmm. I have a new phrase for shifty Sisolak. So anyway,
shifty,
I got that
Sisolak.
Out.
Shifty Sisolak. Yeah, I like that. Forget about Schiff. I mean, yeah, we know Schiff is shifty. It's shifty Sisolak. And, you know, pretty much it's the left's agenda, Mary. And I don't want to put it all on them because, yeah, there are a lot of elites in the right as well. But when people start asking the right questions, like why does Joe Biden own an island that is right next to Epstein's island?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he owns the island right next to Little St. John. You know, you have to start wondering about these things. And, you know, one thing is a coincidence, or one thing is, you know, it could be a mistake, a mishap. But when I've been talking about like the Wayfair incident of these high priced cabinets with children's names that have been abducted and they're going for like anywhere between $10,000 and $15,000 for a cabinet, and Wayfair comes out and says they're industrial, you know, really good cabinets. It's like, you know, I'm sorry, that's a bunch of BS. If that happened one time and they said it was just a mishap with numbers and names, you know, okay, get your IT people on it. But when it constantly happens.
Go ahead.
When it constantly happens, that's a cover up. Okay. eBay. The video games that have online talking or offline, you know, communications, that they communicate in everything that is around us because we don't see what's right in front of our face.
Well, my North Dakotan son said that he told me about Wayfair last night, and I was shocked. Couldn't believe it.
It is hard to believe because we look at things, and I think that we are a very trusting society, Mary, and we don't, it goes back to, we don't want to believe that somebody would actually hurt a child or they would kill a baby or that they would use people as sex slaves in, you know, as young as 10, 12, even younger than that. People don't want to believe there are those types of horrors in the world, but they are literally all around us. And the signs, even God tells us, actually in Luke, you know, that their imagery, their signs, that will all be their downfall because people are waking up to it. They didn't realize that people would start using the internet to understand what's really going on. And if you want to blow your mind, Mary, and I'm gonna tell you this and send it to your son as well, look up the Khazarian Mafia. That's K-H-A-Z-A-R-I-A-N. Khazarian Mafia. Okay. And this is literally biblical. It really is. Every century, every 100 years, every period in time, the Renaissance and on, everybody thinks that they're living in end times. But if you really look at the signs and you really read the Bible, you know, especially if you go into Revelations that, you know, no man, rich, poor, elite, non-elite will be able to buy or purchase anything without the mark, it really starts to make sense why they want COVID tracking and why they want virus and vaccine chips in us. So I know this sounds far-fetched and people are shaking their head, but if you understand our purpose in life and if you actually believe in God and Jesus as our Savior, then it makes sense. So, Mary, thank you so much for the call. And remember, look up that Khazarian Mafia. And Matthew, thank you for the email. Monica, if people want truth, they need to research the Khazarian Mafia. I hate to call and put you at risk by airing even the name, so I will leave it up to your discretion, Matthew. Matthew, I'm about the truth. I want people to understand that this is bigger than a virus. This is bigger than Antifa, BLM. These people are actually being paid by the people who want this all covered up. They want us to use technology. There's no coin shortage. They don't want us using coins. Because you know what? Paper money and coins are dirty. It's always been dirty. Use your common sense and your critical thinking and ask yourself, what has changed? What is the push? Why now? Why now is because Hillary Clinton wasn't supposed to lose. But people were waking up, and she lost. She was supposed to carry on what Obama had started. Obama's just a foot soldier. Clinton is just a foot soldier. Soros is just a foot soldier. This is way bigger than you and I. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Bob this morning. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling the show today.
I just want to thank you for espousing what's really going on in the world. Maybe the listeners want to go check out the World Economic Forum webpage, and you'll see COVID-19 and the entire plan. It actually says what's happening. So, but I've been out around Northern Nevada, and a lot of these places aren't taking cash. They want credit cards or debit cards.
Because they want us as a cashless society because and it's not only that. It's not only so we don't have to keep printing money and coins and everything like that. It's so they can track our purchases. They can track where we are
everything.
At. Yeah.
I saw something this morning about Microsoft has a chip that tracks your body temperature and your movement and
yeah,
whole nine yards.
Well, and it's not just them. It's You know, for why do they keep coming out with new phones? Because of the new technology. And if you have the new iOS, I believe it's 14, it actually puts in there. Oh, you know what? I'm going to play something. So, Bob, thank you for bringing that up. And I'm going to bring this up because it actually reminded me. And I was going to forget, but this is really important. So as what we were talking about, I'll only play a bit of it because this is like a half hour long segment. If you want to look something up on YouTube, YouTube actually has some great videos and shows you what's going along. This one is from Truth Unedited. And I found this. This is why I stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning, is because I'm researching all this. So check this out. Oops.
Apple.
Oh, there we go.
The new operating systems. Now, Apple recently was giving a software update on their iPhones that said it was for important security updates and is recommended for all users. What they did not explain is that in the update, they were replacing their COVID-19 contact tracing functionality. Now, I do not have automatic updates on my phone, and you shouldn't either. You should know what the update is before you let it happen. But what I found interesting is just how clever Apple is. Right at the time when they're implementing a virus tracking system for all their users, again, I spoke about this in the video, watch this before you decide to go back into society. Right as they start implementing this COVID-19 tracing functionality, they also decided to do a major revamp of the software and change things in a big way with how the phone works. Instead of relying on people on just taking the normal updates on their phone, they have made an enticing product that will draw people to their COVID-19 tracer automatically. People are excited about the changes that Apple has implemented and will gladly deal with the contact tracing functionality in order to have the latest iOS operating system. But this wasn't the biggest part to Apple's unveiling. The big part was that in this software unveiling, they were showing us a glimpse into how the world will be, and it really is scary. Now, when Apple was explaining all of it, I know to many it sounded exciting and convenient. Sometimes I was listening like, yeah, that's really cool. But then I had to snap out of it, because they are really making things convenient, but at a real cost that they are not explaining. You should be aware of what Apple is releasing, because if you look at things with the right perspective, you can really understand the world that we are moving into. They're adding so many features to our lives through our devices, from using our phones as car keys, to tracking our sleep, facial recognition at our door, and monitoring how long we wash our hands. Apple is truly making their way into our complete way of life. They talk a lot about privacy, and they keep reminding you that they care about it, but all of their devices and features of their devices literally invade our privacy. But because we are willing to utilize their offerings of convenience, we gladly forfeit our privacy demands. But they emphasize security in the conference, showing us that they are very careful on who they share our information with. But the big elephant in the room that I don't think many people are even noticing is that we are giving them, the company Apple itself, major access into our lives, and their imprint in our lives will only grow, not reduce. When they spoke about using the phone as car keys and how we can give others digital keys to our car and determine how much access in the car you want to give the other person, at first I was like, that's convenient. And then I said, wait, this means that I am giving programmable access of my car to Apple, and my Apple ID will be assigned to my automobile. So now Apple will fully know everything that is going on between me and my car, where I am going, how fast I drive, where I stop, who I let drive my car, the temperature I like driving in, everything. They said this will be the new standard in vehicles. When they said that they were adding dance as a feature to track on the activity monitor, I said, wow, that's good. That really is a good workout. Then I thought about it and said, they are tracking the movement of my arms and where it goes and allows them to know that I am dancing. Like, if you're swimming, your watch will give you an alert and be like, it looks like you're swimming. Would you like me to track this? They aren't just counting calories and heartbeats. They are completely monitoring how I'm moving my body. I am letting Apple know exactly how I move. I don't like that. When they said their AirPods are able to give movie-like surround sound, I was like, that's dope. But then I kept listening, and they said it got challenging to keep the sound quality when we turned our head or moved the phone. So they used technology to track the motion of our heads, and they compare the motion data from our heads and our device's screen. Now that's creepy. And using AirPods and my device, Apple is tracking how I move my head. No, thank you. They talk about tracking our sleep, waking us up with the watch and monitoring if we are achieving the right amount of sleep each night. So now Apple knows what time I am going to sleep and what time I am waking up.
Is that really what you want? The freedoms that we have given away over the decades for convenience is all catching up to us right now. And there are so many that aren't awake on the other things that we're in serious trouble. Because there are fewer of us who understand and accept what's going on than there are those who just want to live their lives, want the convenience, don't want to worry about other people. We have become a selfish society, truly, because we don't look at the big picture. We'll be back on your live and local FM talk, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM talk.
Oh, you guys are great. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and that is, do you believe that there is a shortage of coins in the U.S.? So far, 20% say yes. 75% of those participating say no, and I love this answer. Can't say about the coins, but there is a shortage of integrity in Washington. Yes, there is. But herein lies the problem. We are the ones that keep sending these people to Washington. There is a lack of integrity in the world. So, there you have it. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. And Dave has an idea for an event. Hey, Dave.
How are you? Yeah, I did. I've been praying a lot about this and asked the Lord what to do about this. I'll tell you what we should do. We should be in the canceled hot August nights, the rib cook-off, the all the things during the year as far as like the candy dance, all that kind of stuff. I think what we should do is call it the COVID 2020 breakout festival. We should basically take over the Capitol. We should bring all our cars and park it on the lawns on the Capitol Street, block it off about 2 miles, invite all the cookers, all the candy dance people, all the things, just make about a 2 mile run and invite everybody from all over the states who want to come in and visit this thing. And then get hold of about 10,000, 15,000 patriots, bring them in to watch this thing so we can't have any kind of problems over there. And if Sisolak, whatever the hell his name is, decides to do something about it, bring the National Guard in, we can get hold of President Trump and have him create a national emergency and take control of the National Guard so he's not able to control them to stop from doing it. No permits. No nothing, just free will it and just go completely against what he says and invite whether 10,000 people show up or 50,000 people show up. I think we should just take in and park all our cars on the street all the way down the whole thing for 2 miles and have a rib cook-off. Not that we'll call it rib cook-off. We'll call it the COVID 2020 breakout festival and have all these things they've denied us from and just have all these things down there for everybody to come down and say, screw you, Sisolak.
We can call it America Fest or, you know, Beef Fest if you want to have the the ribs out there. But, you know, Dave, I think it's a great idea. If they can take over Seattle with Chaz or Chop or whatever they call themselves, then we can have something as patriots that bring us together. And
we'll
you know.
We'll clean up after ourselves. We'll clean. No problems. We'll show them how to do it the right way.
We always clean up after ourselves, Dave. That's another thing on the left. They're all concerned about environmentalism, yet they are the dirtiest people when it comes to protests and getting their voices heard. So, but Dave, I think it's a great idea. You start working on it. You know, I'll help you in any way I can, but we can make anything happen if people participate. That's, you've seen the rallies, though, getting smaller and smaller and smaller because people believe that they don't have a voice. So, Dave, thank you for calling and making the suggestion. And, you know, I hope we can do this. Let's check in with, go ahead, Dave. Oh, we lost Dave. Okay. Let's check in with Berta, who wants to talk about the coin shortage. Hey, Berta.
Hi. I was in Save Mart the other day, and there was a guy with a whole bunch of coins he wanted to run through the machine and pay to have that option.
Oh, and yeah, like the coin stars?
Right, yeah. And one of the employees stopped him. And anyway, they took him over to, well, anyway, they were trading his coins for cash because they said they were running low on coins. And it, and I know when I go, I pay with cash, folding money, usually $20 bills. And then I get change back. Well, I put it in a little bag. I figure it's dirty. And I bring it home and I just dump it in a container because I don't want to handle it more. So, yeah, I think people are just holding on to their coins more, you know, not handling them. They're taking them home and dumping them. And I think that's why the stores are running short on them.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Berta, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that. And if there's any grocery stores or anything out there who need coins, give me a call. I got about $1,000 worth. And that's, I've just always saved the coins, you know, that's what guys do. You take the coins and the keys and everything out of your pockets and you just, you know, put it. It's easier to hand somebody paper and then take the coins back than to sit out and count out coins, especially when people don't know how to count back. I was kind of embarrassed when I had my little sister here and we were playing Monopoly and I counted the money back to her. And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm showing you that I am giving you back the proper amount. I owe you $80. You gave me $100. So here's 20, 40, 60, 80. And she's like, okay, whatever. You know, the things that we don't teach have been progressing us to this point. So Berta, thank you so much for the call. Have a great day. And we'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Woohoo to you too. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to 991fmtalk.com and answer today's poll question. Do you think that there is a shortage of coins in the U.S.? You know, somebody just sent an email. They're using them all at the laundromat. You know, that's a possibility too. A lot of people, you know, washing their clothes all because of COVID-19. People throwing them in jars in their living or in their, you know, entryways when they get home or in their bedrooms when they empty their pockets. What do you think, though? Log on 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Brian this morning. Brian, I've been waiting for you to call ever since we met at the rally a couple weekends, or was it last weekend?
When the teacher showed up.
That's right. Gotcha? The Wednesday, the first day of the legislature. That's it.
Right, yeah. So things have kind of escalated since we spoke. I am living outside the governor's mansion in a yacht.
Right. Explain to the listeners what your background is, what you told me briefly.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm 40 years old. I've never had to go to the government in my entire life for a penny. Not unemployment, not a grant, nothing. But my business was shut down in March. As was, I lost two jobs at the end of March. And so I have no income. I've been trying to gainfully get unemployment. I am in the system. They now owe me almost $17,000, and I haven't received a penny. I'm furious over it, and I'm out of money. I'm out of gas. My truck needs registration. I've had to sell boats to keep my head above water, and now it is about to get real raunchy for me. 4 months is the mark where I can't go anymore. I'm out of juice, man. And so this morning, just a couple hours ago, the sheriff's department called me. Capital City Police has been really cool, but sheriff's department called me, and even though they were somewhat nice, they were stern, and I better move it because it's going to get towed out of there. And the governor has taken recognition. He wants me gone. The officer would not answer. He was the sergeant or the main, you know, the main sheriff, one of the main sheriff people there. And, you know, he will not answer me as to who called the police, but I know it was the governor because he wouldn't answer that direct question. And I asked him about five times. I asked, is it the neighbors, you know, because I feel for the neighbors almost. But no, it's out of control that they cannot get us our money, and it's on purpose. They're doing this to small business. They want to take us out first. This is the cabal.
Explain to people what you have to move.
It's a yacht and a truck. So I have a boat rental business, and I had a lot of boats, but now I've had to slowly sell them all off to keep my head above water. I'm down to a yacht at this point. I do have some others, but this is the one that's on my truck. I have no money to go get registration. I am literally, and now they're booting me. I got about half a gas a tank, so maybe I make it to the state park. I don't know, but I'm literally going to run out of fuel on the highway if they don't get to me. $17,000 I'm waiting.
How are they explaining that to you, Brian? Because if that is a public street, can't you just move to the other?
Because my plate is expired.
Okay.
Then they told me I can't live in the boat on the street. It's illegal to live in the boat. And they told me that the trailer is also expired, which it is. But they fall under the DMV thing. Like, well, your truck expired just before the DMV thing. And I'm like, well, it was in storage because I don't drive it in the winter. I got five cars, you know. I sold my home a year ago. Nobody's going to give me a loan now to go get a house. I don't want to sign another $25,000, $30,000 lease for somebody. You know, I don't have a job. Why would I want to sign a lease with somebody? My wife and 2.5-year-old son live with my father-in-law right now, and I'm living at the governor's mansion in a yacht. Can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. And I know because I, like I said, or like we said at the beginning, Brian and I talked on Wednesday, and, you know, I saw his truck, and it's just, you hit it there on the head, Brian, a few moments ago when you said they're taking out the small businesses first. And
on purpose. On purpose.
And it all goes back to also the whole climate change issue. And I know people are thinking, what? Why bring that into it? Because you also have a business that has boats on the lake. Okay, one of the whole purposes of this shutdown, and you hear stories about it, is how much cleaner our air is, how much nicer the lake is because the traffic isn't on it, how much nicer, you know, just the environment is because people aren't out destroying it. Well, let me tell you, this is again trying to ease people into the whole mindset of just stay home, watch TV, work from TV, educate your kids online, and just stay shut up.
Run from it. Just run from it. And put the mask over your face. The symbolism isn't there, guys. Shutting you up.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but I'm not wearing a mask. I haven't had a haircut in months. I haven't even been to the urologist. That's how serious I am about it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people.
In the streets.
No, we're not going to let that happen.
They don't
want to
let me in. They won't let me in do my laundry anymore. I'm lucky I can still go in the grocery stores, but I am the outcast now. And I'm wondering when I'm going to get beat down in the street by a horde of guys that are, you don't have a mask on. And then next thing I'm running and then they're beating me down because I'm not wearing a mask.
Well, the way people have been acting and being so rude to others that I...
These things could fruitate in the future.
Yeah. Brian, what do you want to achieve from all this?
Well, I'd like to. What I'm trying to get out of the governor is I want my $17,000. you know, I've been waiting this long on the money, 4 months. You guys haven't even forked over a dime of it. You know, you're not even answering your phones when I call. I've been calling them for 4 months, 100 times a day. You cannot get through to these guys. And when you do, they can't help you. So I'm at the governor's mansion saying, hey, when is somebody going to get to me and help me out here so I can move off your front doorstep, Mr. Governor?
Have you talked to any of the legislators yet? I mean, the legislature is in session across the street.
Yeah, I don't even know how I can do anything because that you just get shut out in life. You're just an outcast. You show up somewhere. You're lucky to get to talk to anyone. And now they won't let you in. I mean, they got closed sessions going on. But I don't have any, you know, I don't have any hookups in life. I don't know anyone.
Well, I mean, there's always the back door because that's how they go into the legislature. I'd go camp yourself out at that back door and wait for a legislator that will actually listen to you.
Yeah, well, I have to go move my stuff. I'm about to be living literally on the sidewalk with a blanket in front of the governor's mansion. That's what I'm doing.
I want to actually see if any. I want to actually see if any legislators come forward to help you out. So, would you please stay on the line and give your cell phone number to producer Craig, because we're gonna fish it to Wheeler, Settlemeyer, Lisa Krasner, and all the others, Robin Titus, and see, since you're all in the same city right now, if anybody will actually come forward and help you take a stand. You know, every single thing you have said makes sense of you're just trying to live your life and get what is due to you, because the governor's shut.
I don't want the money from the government, but shut me down. I mean, there's no way else around it. It's not even like I did something at work and got fired.
Yeah. All right. Hang on the line. Give your information to Craig. And I want to see if any of the so-called, you know, representatives of the people actually come forward and do anything. We're having to fight for everything right now. You know what Dieter is down to? Talking to a friend yesterday, 30 people. The Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, down to 30 people. You have to ask yourself, what is going on with this governor and the leadership that is destroying this state? At what point do you say enough? Now it's going back to our other businesses. You know, we're going to start seeing a full-on second shutdown here soon. I told you that. The bars had to shut back down. California is completely shutting down again. And if they're doing it, if Gruesome Newsom is doing it, then you know Sisolak is going to follow. Because that's all he is a follower and not a leader. And unfortunately, our elected representatives on the GOP side do not have the numbers to fight off the attack from the left. Now, on the bright side, there are some moderate Democrats. There are some Democrats who may take into account that people's lives are being destroyed. People's companies. People are committing suicide. You say you care so much about the people of Nevada. Let's find out how much you really care. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. We got to fix this because the politicians aren't. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you were with me today for whatever part that you could join me. Weekdays, 10 until noon. If you miss any part of the show that you want to recapture, or you just want to scout what I'm saying for some of you out there, George, you can log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out the podcast. Also, while you're there, check out today's poll question. Do you think there's actually a shortage of coins? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Just received this quick text. Change is inevitable, except out of a vending machine. Got a little laugh on that. Hey, got this email from Jeff, actually. A few years back, Nevada legislators had the opportunity to move the ESA forward and make it law. By doing so, class sizes would have been reduced and bus ridership would have also been reduced. This is only two of the initiatives that are facing our public schools that are looking for ways to handle the coronavirus situation. But as usual, the teachers' union was only looking out for themselves and not the well-being of our students. Well, that's pretty much the way it is. Also, a quick text. What are we doing or going to do about the government's keeping schools closed and disadvantaging an entire generation or more? We need to push back on this. Online learning is not for everyone. That's true. Online learning isn't necessarily for everyone. Some kids have to have more direct attention. But here's the problem. Right now, you have a legislature and you have a Congress that is considering getting rid of charter schools. Some are actually saying we're not going to open the schools back up until they get rid of charter schools. It's all about money and who controls the education and the mind of your child. That's why they are also looking at getting rid of homeschooling. Because legislators believe that parents have too much control and influence on what their kids learn. You mean learning about communism? Learning about what the left really wants? Learning about history? Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Our last comment today, Ryan. Ryan, you've got something about, you want to talk about Governor Newsom?
Yeah, how we need to be worried because of what Governor Newsom did in California yesterday at noon, rolling back to phase one. It could be happening here in Nevada as the worst case scenario. We don't play nice and wear masks and stuff. Because now it's done in California. Governor Sisi has to say, hey, listen, Governor Newsom did it. If you guys don't want to play nice and get the spike under control, you're leaving me no choice but to roll everything back into phase one.
You know, Ryan, really, it's not about playing nice. I can bet you that he's going to do it anyway. He's going to use that as an excuse, and he's going to use increase in cases as an excuse, even though there's no increase in deaths, because that's what is afoot. That is what Sisolak will follow, because that's what Democrats want. It's not about if we're doing good or not. It's about continuing the scenario.
But that's what I wanted to get out there. It caused the stock market was a high at 500 plus points. And then at the end of the session at 1 o'clock, it only got to a plus 15 because of Governor Idiot Pants.
Boy, that could be any governor.
No.
You're going to have to be more specific,
Ryan. No, that was Governor Newsom. No. That was after Governor Newsom's announcement, the stock market dropped almost 400 points from the high of about 500.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but when you say Governor Sissy Pants, that could be anybody. So, Ryan, thank you so much for the call. And it is. This is affecting everyone in different ways. It's affecting us in health. It's affecting us in our retirements. It's affecting us in just getting paid what we're owed. People still, unemployment. It's just, it's pathetic. Ryan, quick email, a different Ryan, state worker. I know got a job cut and was offered to work at unemployment office, but he declined due to $7 an hour pay cut. Now he is unemployed. Well, that's the thing. Do you want to work? Do you not want to work? I don't know if I'd want to work at the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation for all of the garbage that you have to take. A lot of other jobs I wouldn't do because of all the garbage you have to take. But let's keep in mind, it's the bosses. It's not the workers who are doing this to us. It's the bosses. The big boss at the top and even, you know, the ones right underneath them. Let's be kind to each other. Because there are people out there on the left, the extremes, that will just keep pushing this narrative. We got to push back, but we can do it with a smile on our face, knowing that God is watching over us. I'll check you tomorrow. Love you. Have a great day.